This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to trust you always, though we may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. Help us not to fear, for you are ever with us, and you will never leave us to face our perils alone. Amen. Perhaps you were able to see the video clips that were shared across the news networks about a week ago that showed this lady jumping out of an airplane as a skydiver. And she was in tandem, and when she hit the ground, the news announced, do you know who that is? It is Gabby Gifford, congresswoman who had been shot at the shopping center, and on the three-year anniversary of her shooting, she decided she was going to skydive out of an airplane because she wanted to communicate the message to the world that I am alive. Things happen to us in our lives. Things that we choose to do or not to do, or things that happen to us that call us to make a decision one way or the other. And those decisions have consequences. I've shared with some of you for myself what was a landmark in my own life. I was working in a job at Motorola in Brazil, and those who were in charge of the company had made some gross financial mistakes, and the company was losing millions of dollars, and they decided, we're not going to take the fall for this, we're going to blame it on the local people we hired. And so they summarily fired them all, saying that they had absconded with the money when they hadn't. And we, as the employees working with them, were called into a room and said, if you want to keep your job, you will keep your mouth shut. As a young father with a young child, I look upon it for me as the biggest moral failure of my life because I did not speak up. But what that experience did for me, it became my own withdrawal into Galilee as Jesus does here. And what it did for me, it forced me to look at the integrity of my life. And it ultimately is what drove me away from corporate life and landing back in full-time ministry. We have decisions that sometimes we are called to make, and the gospel today gives us two of those. Notice in the gospel today, we are told John was arrested. A very important phrase. And as soon as John is arrested, Jesus withdraws into Galilee. Why? Because I'm sure, similarly to my experience in Brazil, Jesus was a little worried. If I continue to do what I thought I was going to do, I might end up like him. After all, Jesus and John, as we talked about last week, they grew up together. Jesus even went to John's church at the Jordan River to be baptized in the section of right before this in this gospel. Then he goes. After he's committed himself, he goes to the desert. He overcomes Satan and the devil. And now here he is, and immediately John is arrested. So Jesus withdraws. Now, what happened when he withdraws? I'm sure he had to think and pray about, what am I going to do now? A friend of mine who's a priest who does a lot of this sort of make-believe stories as to what happened says, here's what happened. Jesus was withdrawn and scared and not sure what he wanted to do. And his mom, Mary, comes to him and says, Jesus, just put on your big boy pants and get out there and do what you came here to do. I kind of like that. But there was something that encouraged Jesus And I'm sure a lot of it had to do with he had tremendous respect for John. And he had to come to a point of saying, this is what I was here to do, this is what I'm going to do, and I don't care about the consequences with the authorities because it is what God is calling me to do with my life. And don't miss the significance of what his first words are. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Sound familiar? It's exactly what John the Baptist had been preaching. It's as if Matthew and Jesus want us to understand Jesus is going to do exactly what is going to get him in trouble, but not to get into trouble, but it's because he is called to preach the gospel, and that is what he will do. Sometimes in our lives, it becomes difficult to make decisions to do the right. Today, perhaps, is a way for us to reflect on when we make the wrong choice, like I feel I did in the situation I mentioned, or we make the right choice. It becomes the occasion for us to relook at the integrity of our lives. Do our actions match our words? We have six people who will shortly be baptized here today. They or their families are making a decision for them. This is the easy part today. The hard part, as we all know, is getting out of bed every morning and continuing to make those decisions to live as God would have us live. There's a second decision that's made today by Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and it's quite different from the deliberation that Jesus has, huh? Jesus just says, come and follow me. And they drop the nets, they leave the boats, they leave their father, and off they go. And it seems like, whoa, they must have hated being fishermen to leave it all behind like that. But again, don't miss the significance of Jesus' words, I will have you fish for people. Jesus is going to enable them to take the gifts and the talents they have in their lives and use them for a greater purpose. And there was a bit of the Jesus decision in theirs as well, because remember, they were disciples of John as well. They were probably the ones who told Jesus John had been arrested. But they make that decision, fully not knowing what would be down the road for them, but they knew it was the right thing. You are gathered here today because you know it's the right thing. You wouldn't be here otherwise. None of us fully know what this journey will bring to us. Those of you who are married and have been married for a long time, if you'd have known the travails you'd probably have to go through over the years on the day of your wedding, you might have not wanted to say, I do. Those of you who are parents, if you've had kids grow up and you know what it's like, on the day that you were deciding to start a family, you might have had second thoughts. But the point is this, God is there. The assurance we are given today is that God will be with us always, as he was with Jesus, and as Jesus was with those he called to follow him. We celebrate today not only the sacrament of baptism, but the beginning of our communion milestone class. We celebrate Eucharist. Baptism is that sacrament that brings us into this journey together. And Eucharist is that sacrament that continues to give us the strength to go forward. He will not abandon us. He will always be with us. I'd like to end today with another part of the prayer that I shared with you. It's a prayer that was very important to me at the time of my life that I mentioned, and I have carried it in my wallet ever since. It's a prayer of Thomas Merton, and another part of it goes like this. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, but I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you, and I hope that I have that desire in all that I'm doing. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. May we come and follow. Amen.